Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission. So we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Fresh, local, and ethically sourced data coming to an algorithm near you. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. It can be easy to overlook the people behind all the technology we use, but a startup called Kariya, based in India, is putting them front and center, both in its method and its marketing. Kariya's stated goal is to alleviate poverty for low-income Indians, paying them approximately $5 an hour, a wage that's higher than market rate, all to create data. Kariya starts by sending prompts through a smartphone app to workers who record themselves speaking their native languages. Those recordings are the foundation of massive data sets that Kariya then sells to tech companies, universities, and others who use them to train AI models. I spoke with Vivek Seshadri, the company's co-founder and chief technology officer, about how Kariya fits into the lucrative data collection business.
Kariya is a worker-first company. And, all our co-founders strongly believe that AI, while it is empowering all the world with the new technologies and its capabilities, also has the potential to empower people on the ground by giving them not just supplemental income, but also access to the technology which they may never get to use today. We pay the highest wages in the data market, $5 an hour for just recording, sentences on their phone and transmitting the speech data to us, right?
Right. And Kariya doesn't employ these workers long term. It's supplemental, right? Like gig work?
This is gig work. And, we want to keep it that way because the mission for Kariya is to create pathways out of poverty. It's not to employ people in, data work. So we see this as a first step in that process. And we are essentially, as we speak, creating two other programs, one called Kariya Learn and another called Kariya Grow, which essentially cater to that goal. So those two programs are in progress right now. And our goal is to, through the data work, get them to a milestone and then graduate people into these two programs.
And a big part of your pitch is the idea that you're collecting this data ethically. Can you talk about what that means? What is ethical data?
Ethical data to Kariya means two things. One is do not exploit, and the second is empower. Gig economies typically tend to become exploitative because often the amount of skill that is needed to complete the gig work is very low. And as a result, it can very easily fall prey to a race to the bottom kind of situation. So to prevent ourselves from falling into that trap, we have essentially set our organization as a nonprofit ecosystem, wherein our own goal is not to make more money. Our goal is very simply to enable wealth transfer to people in low-income communities. We have to ensure that workers are paid ethical wages for the work that they're doing and ensure that any work that they're doing is not harming them in any way, right, mentally or physically. We actually feel there is a extended pathway for empowerment, right? Today, there is a lot of laws that are being passed around private data. Unfortunately, such legal frameworks do not exist for data generated for training AI models. We want to essentially move towards such an ecosystem wherein the value that is generated by AI services today is proportionately shared with the people who generated the data that enabled the service in the first place. And, you know, we are essentially working towards incremental steps towards reaching that goal.
And would you say that ethical data, that model, is scalable? Or are we going to find out with you?
I guess we will definitely find out with us. But our strong belief today is that it is scalable, and in some sense, that is the only pathway forward. Right? I mean, as a society, you know, we have to ask the question: what sort of an ecosystem we want to build for all society, and not just, you know, the top 1% or the top 5%.
And you've laid out a goal for your company to reach 100 million Indians by the year 2030. Very ambitious. As you grow, I'm wondering how a company like yours can make sure that you don't stray from this ethical mission to something more exploitative, because this is an issue that a lot of tech companies before yours have faced and that they continue to struggle with.
So let me begin by saying that if Karya ever had to stray from these principles to sustain itself, that's the day, you know, I would call the Karya experiment as a failure. In some sense, you know, we would rather fail rather than turn into a exploitative company. Today, we strongly believe that whatever we are setting as a goal for ourselves is achievable, because we see a huge gap in the amount of value a piece of data is generating and the wages that workers are paid on the ground. And all our mission needs is for the ecosystem to realize that and become ethical as a whole. We all benefit from the power of AI. We all benefit from the efficiency that AI adds to our lives. And I think it is time we all ask the question, where is the data that is fueling this AI coming from? And collectively ask the question, what is the standard of living of those people? How can I ensure that they are part of the ecosystem and benefit from the ecosystem and get empowered by the ecosystem rather than become exploited?
That was Karya co-founder Vivek Seshadri. In our conversation, Vivek mentioned he wants to ensure that the tasks Karya sends to workers don't cause mental or physical harm. Companies like Meta and OpenAI have been criticized for outsourcing some content moderation work to developing nations, including India, as well as Kenya and the Philippines, where workers are sometimes paid less than $2 an hour to view and label graphic or violent content. To read more about how content moderation can affect workers, we've got links on our website, marketplacetech.org. And if you want to know more about Karya's origins, we've got a link to a profile of the company in Time magazine last month. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.